Chris, I'm here with Martin Skarprans, who we've used quite a lot on LSM. He generates an incredible amount of research, and the latest piece of research is as co-author with Andis Kudors of an analysis of international news coverage, or rather Latvian media and Russian language Latvian media's coverage of international events. Now, it's a slim volume, but it's very, very dense with research, and lots of interesting points I think you raised in the presentation. It's kind of unfair to ask you to give a quick summary, but could you give some sort of idea of what it's about?
So the main goal of this research was to understand how international events, which are relevant for Latvia, which to some extent are also part of our daily communication, how these events come into Latvian public space and how they are framed or reframed in different Latvian news portals. So the focus was on the largest news portals that are operating in Latvia media ecosystem. And the main conclusions, if we speak about main conclusions, first, which is to some extent unintended, was that we found some really good evidences that kind of challenge the mantra of divided or split information space in Latvia, meaning that and by this I mean that it's not just common here in Latvia, but sometimes also you can see it in some international reports that it's emphasized how split it is here. But actually what we found going through the international news on two largest news portals is that they actually are very much going parallelly with Latvian, I mean Russian language news portals. And this is, I think it's very important not only to understand that, but also policy-wise, because when you think, I mean, in terms of supporting or strengthening some countermeasures to potentially manipulative content here coming from the Kremlin, Kremlin-supported media, then perhaps it's also very important to think how to not just to develop a new medium, namely a new TV channel or a new radio channel targeted at the Russophone community here, but also to see already potential which is here on the ground, meaning these two largest news portals, which I just mentioned, which already show that they actually very much try to portray or report on international events in a balanced manner, not necessarily in a very pro-Western, but in a balanced, I think it's important.
I thought it was kind of really interesting in that you're right that there's this common assumption, I mean, I must say, particularly amongst kind of Western journalists, that population in Latvia are very clearly divided between Latvian language media and Russian language media, and that they live in two bubbles, and we get all of these sort of similar sort of words. But your research seemed to suggest that there is kind of a certain amount of leakage. I mean, primarily when you have an outlet which has Russian language and Latvian language outlets, and that they are kind of leaking backwards and forwards in terms of their coverage. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, the one way how to put it, yes. I would say that there is even the overlapping in terms of selecting, for example, quoting the same officials, experts, using the same vocabulary in the title or in the main text of news. So there are certain elements in those news that are overlapping, not only going somehow parallelly or are similar, but they are overlapping and they are almost the same in the same way presenting the international events. But at the same time, I think it's also fair to emphasize some significant differences. For example, that and like what is open question for us to explain why there are such differences. For example, the way how Russian language media republishing either from Russia or from Western news agencies news, how they reframe these events through the headlines. And this playing with headlines, which very much goes in line with the internet logic and with the internet news logic, is very, very salient, particularly among Russian language.
I mean, I thought this was a really simple but very, very important point you made, which I must admit I hadn't really considered properly, was that a lot of people do just read the headlines, and that, in a way, alterations made to their headline kind of open up, you know, the whole ideology behind it. These very small changes sometimes can completely change kind of the purpose of a news piece.
Right, right. And to continue your thought, not only read headlines or just headlines, but also think in headlines, which is the next, I think, consequence from reading just headlines, that you think in this manner.
I guess we all think in 140 characters these days, don't we?
Now it's more.
Thank goodness, yeah. There was one other thing. I mean, as a Brit, I was quite interested and surprised, in fact, that Brexit was, according to the methodology used, Brexit was kind of the most cited news story, as it were, but then closely followed by the Russian intervention in Syria and the Russian doping scandal. I mean, that's really interesting that you have two very strongly Russia-linked pieces in the top three, and the other one is kind of very Western-oriented EU
story. And generated largely by Latvian language media, because for Latvian language media, Brexit was definitely very important because of the large diaspora in the UK, but in generally that very much affected raised awareness about the future of the European Union. And therefore, for the Latvian language media, that was definitely very important. Plus, that was a time when there is a certain silence because of the, what is it, Midsummer Fest? Or
right, yeah.
Because
Yanni
of the
time.
Yanni time, yes. And that was the reason, actually, one of the very trivial reasons why maybe it even increased more than it would be normally.
That's interesting. Otherwise. So there was a news drought, so we fill it up with
Brexit. I think there is some, at least, contribution because of that.
But it was also, I think it pointed up very well, again, according to your methodology, that the coverage of Brexit in Russian language media tended to be kind of Russian government sources commenting on it, whereas the Latvian language media was either stuff coming from the UK or coming from Brussels. So to parallel, but the same story, but running totally in parallel.
And plus, Latvian language media could use some primary sources because of embassy in London, because of some, you know, some Vox Populi experience, who took part, maybe even.
And I wanted to finish off with, you came out with actually quite a passionate defense in there of the importance of Latvia sending foreign correspondents to cover important news stories in other parts of the world, rather than just relying on the news wires or relying on pickups from other agencies and so on. I just wondered if you could kind of recapitulate that a bit, because it seemed to me quite an important point.
Maybe what I wanted to say, not so much that Latvian reporters have to compete with some largest and most influential news agencies, but I think that the problem is that it has always been an underdog. I mean, the reporters, foreign reporters in any editorial office here in Latvia are underdogs, definitely. They are usually, like, you know, the least important in the hierarchy.
Which is kind of the flip side of what it often is in a lot of other places.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think instead of competing with the news agencies, we first have to start strengthening this culture of foreign reporting. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I refer to this media fund support mechanism in Latvia, which was launched two years ago, that some of these resources could be particularly targeted to strengthening some, you know, initiatives, proposals, projects, not necessarily to going and sending journalists to, you know, some hot points or hot places.
But generating original coverage.
Yeah, original coverage. Yeah. I think that is very important, because by that you can, you know, develop some maybe long-term motivation for these reporters to focus. Of course, it's very costly. That's very important, and therefore we referred to this reality that only really large media can afford to have permanent reporters on the ground in these places. But on the other hand, I think it's important for small countries to maintain this foreign reporting as a part and parcel of a qualitative media content.
Mm-hmm. And I would say Latvia has some excellent reporters, and in my experience here, they're some of the best that I've ever worked with. So I think their voice is just as valid as anyone else's.
Right, agree.